Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea says it has placed a satellite into orbit on a successful long-range rocket launch, but the United States and others have denounced the launch and continue to gauge where the North Korea actually put a satellite into orbit. On the streets of Seoul, South Korea, people expressed mixed feelings over North Korea's rocket launch. This 30-year-old woman said she was shocked about the rocket launch and is worried North Korea won't stop its provocative acts. Meantime, this fellow, 57-year-old man, said that North Korea's rocket launch is not a threatening situation for South Korean citizens. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his country will not tolerate a rocket launch after repeated warnings from the international community not to do so. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice said the U.S. condemns the launch as well. Today's launch followed a nuclear test in January that North Korea boasted was a hydrogen bomb, a claim disputed by the U.S. and by others. Somali authorities have detained at least five people for questioning over an explosion aboard a passenger plane this week that killed one person and wounded two others. The blast forced the pilot of the plane, bound for Djibouti, with 74 on board, to make an emergency landing at Mogadishu Airport. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan adopted a roadmap Saturday in Islamabad to facilitate direct peace talks between the Afghan government and the Afghan Taliban. Afghan Taliban telling VOA it was a one-sided affair. This is VOA News.